Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, I'm your host. Today we'll be talking about a fascinating adaptation of the classic tale of Hansel and Gretel, the opera by Engelbert Humperdinck. And this adaptation is called Aklok and Nayak, and it's an Alaskan native adaptation being produced in cooperation by UAA Department of Music and the Anchorage Opera. And today, my guests to talk about this fascinating adaptation of Hansel and Gretel are the stage director, Mari Hahn, who is well-known to people in the community as being on stage and backstage along with UAA Music and also Anchorage Opera and many other groups, I'm sure, in the area. Welcome to the show, Mari.
Thank you.
We also have one of the performers in the show, Edward Washington II, who is a student at UAA. He's no stranger to the stage, though. He is, did a wonderful portrayal of El Gallo in The Fantastics, produced by UAA Department of Theater. And that's Edward Washington. He's in the show as the Goblin Witch. Welcome to the show, Edward.
Thank you.
Let's start about this adaptation. Mari, I'm going to toss it to you. First of all, why and how did this come about?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the first collaboration with Anchorage Opera for their initiative of the educational outreach program. And so Reed Smith, the executive director, approached me with the idea of doing a production of Hansel and Gretel. And I thought it would be really great if it's going to go out to the communities, which it looks like it's going to in the spring, to the public schools and to communities such as Nome and Juneau, that we make it as relevant to Alaska as possible. So in looking at the story, it seemed very adaptable to any kind of origin, you know, a folklore type of story. So I started doing a lot of research, looking at Alaska Native stories and folklore, and there does exist a character called different things, but sort of a woman, older, witch-like, looking for children to eat or to have control over. So I found that in various different cultures within the Alaska Native culture. And we decided to make it an Inupiaq story because two of our cast members have Inupiaq heritage. And the mother of one of the cast members, Willa Tallrack Eckenweiler, has been extremely helpful. She was really enthusiastic about being involved. So she helped me with the libretto and a lot of the cultural references and also the use of Inupiaq words. She was just so extremely helpful in all of that input. So she is the co-author with me of the libretto.
And so how are some of the similarities and differences? You talked about the one character that's a similarity. Mm-hmm. Because you take the music that's mm-hmm. been written by Engelbert Humperdinck,
yes.
And that story, I'm sure, follows a certain structure. And how are you adapting that to the Alaska Native storyline?
Mm-hmm. Well, all of the characters are different, although they do serve similar functions. The Dew Fairy, the Sandman, are the Snowy Owl and the Raven, and they are the archetype guardians, advising humans, sometimes wreaking a little mischief or, you know, playing little tricks, but mostly in our story in a very kind of guardian capacity. The storyline is basically the same as the original story, in that it is a family that is very hungry. What I wanted to do was to make it as relevant to present day as possible. So we've incorporated the themes of climate change and how the subsistence lifestyle is greatly in danger up on the northern slope. And so this family is choosing still to live a subsistence lifestyle primarily, and they can't find food. So they're in search of food, and the mother is pretty stressed out, and she comes home to find the children fooling around, you know, gets upset. So she sends them out into the tundra to find food. And that's where the adventure begins.
And that's where she meets, or the two children meet, the Goblin Witch. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Edward, you're playing that part. Tell us about that part.
The Goblin Woman is very interesting. I actually didn't know that I was going to be a female until I had accepted the role And I just thought it was exciting. I get to get my nails painted and everything. So, and I'm finally getting used to being a villain after doing El Gallo. So this is a little, she's more comical and just very fun. So I'm excited to kidnap some kids.
Well, that brings us to this question about the story can be a horrible story about this woman who's trying to eat kids, but you're making it more comical. You're making it for children. So you're turning it to more of a lighthearted, if I could say that. Is mm-hmm. that the right word to say?
Mm-hmm.
Portrayal of this? And we should say you're double cast. There's also another person playing your parts. You switch off. And so tonight, when the show has their 7:30 performance, you're performing tonight. Today, mm-hmm. right as the show ends, we have a performance where we have the other person playing the part. How is that working with another person playing the same part you're working?
It's great, actually. When we rehearse together, it's almost like I'm giving them their lines and she'll give me my lines, and so we'll help each other out. So that's really cool. So I have somebody I can depend on, rather than me just being in that role and, oh man, I messed up my lines. I don't know what to do now. You know, I have somebody that has my back, and it's cool because you get to see different character choices. And so I'll observe the other goblin woman, and I'll be like, well, I really like what she did there, and I'm going to try that, or, you know, try to put my own spin on it. So that's amazing because you get to bounce ideas off of each other.
And Mari, that must be fascinating, working as the director with the double cast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find taking ideas from one actor or one performer and applying it to the other one? Or how does that work with you as a director, mm-hmm. playing with two different
well,
people?
Well, because the other goblin woman is a woman, Kelly Wilson, they have very different styles and very different approaches to the character. So I've had them be present for all of the rehearsals with each other. And so Edward had quite a big learning curve to play drag. And Kelly was modeling a lot of things for him that, mm-hmm. that I think has been helpful. And Edward has a kind of a pizzazz that has been really helpful for Kelly to watch as well. So it's wonderful, I think, for me, from an educational standpoint, to have a double cast, because it's really a great opportunity to for each person to visually watch somebody else and to make their choices as a contrast or to actually steal a few things, you know, that they like.
That's fascinating. For those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are Mari Hahn, who's the stage director and co-librettist for Ak-Lok and Nayak, the Alaskan Native adaptation of Hansel and Gretel. And we have Edward Washington II, who's playing the Goblin Witch. We're talking about the show that's opening in just a few minutes and also plays tonight, as well as this weekend, 3 o'clock curtain and 7:30 curtain, Saturday and Sunday, as well as tonight, Friday night, performing at the UAA Recital Hall, correct?
Yes.
I wanted to make sure people know where this is performing. You mentioned before that you're planning to take the show out into the communities.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you're planning to make it a portable show.
Yes.
Are there any scenic elements that you're going to have to give up in order to do this? Or are you able to take everything with you on the road? You haven't gone on the road yet, we know that.
No.
But
mm-hmm.
but are you able to bring along the scenic elements, or are you relying on costumes, or how are you doing that?
The set was constructed by Kari Yanagawa of Anchorage Opera so that it could travel. And so we have a false proscenium, which is beautifully painted. And then each scene is represented by drops that are pulled along a rod like a curtain. And so they change back and forth, and the characters change the drops. So the whole thing was constructed to be able to travel. It comes apart, gets put together by the cast, we won't have a production crew to take along with us, so the cast members would be responsible to put it up and strike each time. So it is simple enough that can happen, and the costumes were constructed by Elena Nalchevska. They're fantastic, wonderful, whimsical, fairy-like costumes that are representative of the different characters. snowy owl, raven, and the a mixture of traditional and contemporary dress for the other characters.
You mentioned adding some very Alaskan themes and even language into this mm-hmm. this performance. Obviously, there might be some things in costumes as well mm-hmm. as a set too. Have you worked very closely with your technical staff to try to incorporate all of these different elements from Alaska into the story?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's been really a dream team for me, from the original concept to what it is now. We really collaborated to make the show look very beautiful and fun. I'm very proud of how it looks, actually.
Edward, we have 1 minute left. I want to toss it back to you. Greatest challenge other than playing a woman in this role for you?
This is my first opera. So vocally, coming off of playing El Gallo, I was basically a baritone for that. And this is a higher tenor role. So Mari's actually my voice teacher. So she's whipped me into shape this whole semester. So I would say the singing, aside from the acting, but the acting as being a female is probably the biggest challenge. But second to that, it was definitely just becoming a tenor again.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating show. I want to thank my guests, Mari Hahn, who is the stage director and co-librettist, and also Edward Washington II, who is playing Goblin Witch in Anchorage Opera's co-production with UAA Department of Music of Akalak and Nayak, an Alaska Native adaptation of Hansel and Gretel, music by Engelbert Humperdinck, and librettist. I mentioned Mari Hahn and her co-librettist. Opening tonight and running through this weekend at the UAA Department of Music Recital Hall. And have a good show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Community Theater is currently presenting The Secret Garden by Sylvia Ashby, adapted from the novel by Frances Burnett, until December the 20th. Curtain times are 7 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, go to actalaska.com. Cyrano's Theater Company is currently presenting Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some by Michael Carlton, Jim Fitzgerald, and John K. Alvarez. Performance times are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For more information, visit cyranos.org. Perseverance Theater will open A Christmas Carol, adapted from the story by Charles Dickens by our own Arlisha Jones and Michael Haney. A Christmas Carol opens December the 18th at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center and will run through December the 27th. There are various curtain times during this show, so for more information, please visit ptalaska.org. And TBA is presenting their holiday offering, an original musical called In the Key of Christmas, performing in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. In the Key of Christmas opens tonight and runs through December the 20th. Curtain times are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, go to tbatheater.org. And Alaska Theater of Youth is presenting Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. at the Sidney Lawrence Theater, opening tonight at 7 p.m. and running this weekend with shows tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and tomorrow and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit alaskatheaterofyouth.org. Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is currently presenting Fruitcakes by Julian Wiles, running through December the 20th. Performances are at 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit valleyperformingarts.org. A lot of shows going on this week. And finally, Akalak and Nayak, an Alaska Native adaptation of Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck with libretto by Mari Hahn, a co-production of Anchorage Opera and UAA Department of Music, will be performed in the UAA Recital Hall opening tonight and running this weekend with curtain times at 7:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For more information, please visit uaa.alaska.edu/music/events. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. We'll see you next week for more conversation with the movers and shakers in the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.